Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, just truly be part of the solution. Right? The way you win. You get informed, I haven't said it all show, you guys must be happy, right? MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Don't screw up like you did at Christmas time. You know, make sure you have what you need to make your honey happy, right? And we're talking about robes and slippers and pillowcases, pillows, sheets, mattresses, just all kinds of. Go window shopping, old-fashioned window shopping. Just peruse around, take a look. When you find what you want at MyPillow.com, then it's really simple. You use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And I'm telling you, you'll love the product. I do. I still do. I did. Still do. And it's a great product. Well made. Easy to return. You won't, but easy to return. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Okay, Epstein Fixer Office. I don't know if you guys heard about this today. It was burglarized, right? The computers, the servers, documents, everything was stolen out of it hours before the main dump came. Another dump came. Michael Citrick, he told the Los Angeles Magazine that thieves broke into his Brentwood office over the New Year's holiday and stole his computer service just hours before a boatload of Epstein documents were unsealed and released to the public. Sounds right to me, doesn't it? Judge Loretta Preska on Wednesday, she unsealed the first cache of documents. The first set of documents, you know, detailed Griseline's, Maxwell's recruiting techniques, Prince Andrew's abuse, and Bill Clinton's fondness for young girls. God. I mean, seriously, when you look at this stuff, I'm not kidding, when you look at this stuff, you couldn't write this. And if you don't see any kind of connections to illegal activity, then there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry, there just is. What are the chances that of everybody in that, but why those servers, why that guy, why that weekend when they knew he was going to be around, why just before the paperwork was going to be dropped? All coincidences? I mean, really? You know, according to the second bunch of documents obtained by the Gateway Pundit and reviewed by a bunch of reporters, one Epstein victim, minor, teen, dubbed Jane Doe 3, said that she was trafficked to prominent American politicians to obtain, well, potential blackmail information. I believe that. Yeah, these guys are like a bunch of frat boys. They don't think, they don't care. You know, just amazing. Epstein also sexually trafficked the then minor Jane Doe, making her available for sex to politically connected, financially powerful people. Her purpose, Epstein's purpose in lending Jane Doe along with other young girls to such powerful people was simple. So he'd have something on them. Really that easy. And when these people started finding out how much he had, I think that's what it was a real problem, right? LA Magazine reported that Jeffrey Epstein previously paid Michael Citrick $30,000 a month to help him with the crisis management after the New York Post dropped a hit piece on him. On Prince Andrews. It wasn't a hit piece. It was a true piece. What's so hard about figuring that out? Anyway, they've gotten away with it for so long. They're so dirty, they're so nasty, they're so evil, they don't care. They don't care because they don't believe that you're going to believe it. Right? And whatever you believe, they're going to spend it anyhow. We're going to try. They're going to beat their brains out to make it different. So expect for this stuff to keep coming at you. Expect for this stuff, truly, to bring up names. And you're not going to be surprised at all. I don't believe you will for a second. You know? All right. Come on, some other. Give me something happy, Joe. I'm working on it. All right. Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton. Good, great guy, by the way. He filed a $30 million wrongful death suit over the January 6th protester Ashley Babbitt's death, as well as he should. I mean, when you see the video, he had no business firing through. He fired through a window at somebody. At somebody who didn't have a gun. Wasn't being violent. You can look at her just basically, in essence, just standing there. The Washington Examiner reports that the suit was filed on behalf of Babbitt's estate and her husband. It claims that the officer who shot Babbitt was incompetent and dangerous and should have been recognized. Babbitt posed no trouble, no threat to Congress. Look, if she was a black woman and he was a white cop, let's just lay it out there, okay? You would have all kinds of issues going on today. You see where a black woman or a black man is attacking a police officer. The cop defends himself and shoots them, whether they live or die or whatever. And he's the worst person on the planet. And yet, there was no threat to this officer at this time. And he had a way to leave. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be at it for a long time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and then really engage. Do the right thing. In all seriousness. I want to get back to the story about Ashley Babb. It's terrible. And I don't care what party she belongs to. I don't care what religious belief she's part of or any of that. The woman's life was taken, shouldn't have been taken. The cop had no business shooting her or shooting at her. She posed no threat to him. Can we just be honest about it? Or am I not allowed to because he was a black cop? Am I not allowed to say anything? Right? No. No right shooting. When you watch the video, there were other cops there. Nobody else shot at her. Nobody else seemed to be worried about it. And I'm glad. I hope they win. Now, the Washington Examiner is reporting that the suit was filed on behalf of the Babbitt estate. And the officer was incompetent. He knew, he saw. Nobody else fired a shot that day. Right? Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton shared that he said that they just filed a lawsuit. And they're filing it against... I don't know how this works. This is a great one to ask Brad Dacus. Now, Judicial Watch is seeking accountability from the United States government. Because they're responsible for this wrongful death, this wrongful shooting. The only homicide on January 6th was her. Being shot incorrectly, wrongly, whatever you want to say. And she deserves justice. Nobody's speaking out for her. Her husband doesn't have the money. But, you know, they always talk about holding the police accountable. They need to be held accountable for this one. There is no reason for this. Anyway, I mean, the suit claims that she was a threat, right? That Bird had a soiled record of gunplay to begin with. Part of the claim, it claims that Bird once left his Glock 22 used to shoot Babbitt in a public bathroom. It also claimed that Bird shot into a car allegedly stolen by a teenager. No, so he was a gun freak. No, in the true sense of the word. The suit shares with Secrets also said that he had his police power suspended in a post for failing to meet or compete semi-annual firearm qualification. It said that Lieutenant Byrd had a reputation among peers for not being a good shot. If you look at the video released, the suspect showed a new angle of the shooting in it. An unarmed Babbitt is pushed into the speaker's lobby as Byrd raises his gun. After he shot, she fell back bleeding from the shoulder and neck. Now, the suit claims that Ashley remained conscious for minutes or longer after being shot. She experienced extreme pain, suffering mental anguish, intense fear, before slipping into preterminal unconsciousness. And the autopsy report identified the cause of death as the gunshot. Yeah. Shouldn't have happened. Right? Lieutenant Byrd, who is a USCP commander and was the incident commander for the house on January 6th, shot Ashley as she raised herself up into the opening of the right door sideways. Not one member of Congress was in the lobby. It was guarded by multiple armed police officers. Additional armed police officers were in the hallway outside the lobby. So there was no reason for her to be shot. Absolutely none. And I hope it comes down on him. There was no reason for this. It wasn't like he was petrified. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563 again. You know, I love how they do this. They're now claiming, see, the wall doesn't work. Masses of illegal aliens are pouring into the U.S. through a breach in the border wall cut by the smugglers. Well, if you know, this is what people don't realize. If Joe Biden didn't disconnect the cameras and disconnect the sensors, the Border Patrol would have known what was going on there. But they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your safety. I'm looking at it now. Biden's border crisis continues. It's going right into 2024. Massive numbers of illegals still pouring across the border like an open faucet. It's been reported Friday that Lukeville, Arizona had a flood of illegals crossing the border. Smugglers had cut an opening in the wall. The Christian Precious, well, our photographer witnessed masses of illegal immigrants pouring into the U.S. through a breach of the border wall. You can see a pretty big hole. You know, I don't know enough about metal. Maybe I have to get a steel person or something. But I don't know enough about it to understand what it would take to make this thing almost impenetrable. Right? I mean, seriously. I'd get a welder down there in minutes. Right? Weld it up. Get those sensors back online. Get the cameras back on. Get the lights back. There is no reason for them to disconnect any of that. Right? No, in all sincerity. Give me a reason, and don't give me this, it's so inhumane kind of bull stuff. Don't give me that. It's not true. We have a right to protect our country. We have a right to protect ourselves. And anybody who doesn't think we have a right to protect, maybe they need to go somewhere else. I don't know. It's not what we were built on. It's not what our founding fathers had wanted for this country. And some of you will say to me, well, you know, that was so long. We don't really care what the founding fathers are. Oh, right. So they're the ones that put this together. Maybe, do you guys realize, some of you who want to keep pushing back against the founding fathers, do you realize if they went down the road of most countries in that day, a lot of you would be dead today? No, not because of starvation, because they would have killed you. For pushing back, for protesting, for having rallies against the government or against certain things, or showing up, you know, at the State House or the Capitol Hill and protesting inside the building. You'd be dead. You know, it's a big push for meat alternatives. They're trying to trick us around every corner. Right? They've been ramping up all over the place. First, there was plant-based meat. They wanted to appease the vegan population, but chemicals were over the top. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when I come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back.
I'm back. How are you?
Hope you're back.
So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. People you want to rile up, maybe get their blood pressure up about the show. We always have a live chat room going on. I say it, I mean it with all my heart. You know, the smarter people than I are in the chat room. And sometimes when I bore them to death, you can probably get a nice recipe out of there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Head up to joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. A lot going on up there. Reading some great stories happening. But I got to do this story because I saw this. I had it sitting by the side. And I finally went, you know what, I got to do something with this. But the push for meat alternatives have been, you know, it's been ramping up on multiple fronts. First, it was plant-based meat, you know, appease the vegan population. Although I love the vegan population appeasement because I consider them not to be stupid people. And yet you're going more in that direction because you think it's healthier in most cases than the regular meat. What was it? What was the last count, guys? Like 70 different processes and chemicals that go into making that fake meat or plant-based meat taste like meat? Really? And you think that's better for you than meat? Now they're moving towards lab-grown meat. Really? God. And how is that grown? What's that got in them? What's it take to make that happen? I mean, you're going to believe the government when they say it's safe for you? Yeah, right. One shelf-stable beef company refuses to allow the meat alternative. Good for them. You know, the powers that be are on a trajectory to mandate lab-grown meat as the status quo in America and abroad. That's according to Jason Nelson. He's the CEO of Whole Cows. He said, we'll fight them. We'll push against them. We will be transparent about what we have and what we're selling. And we'll make sure that people know how to fight and push back. You know, and frankly, right now, they're looking to add this mRNA vaccine type of stuff to the meat. So, you know, it'll help us as we eat it. I don't know. How many of us do you think they want to kill total? I'm just curious. Nelson is a veteran of both the U.S. Army and the U.S. Marine Corps. He left the military in 2021 due to COVID-19 vaccine mandate. He launched his own company less than a year later. He knew what was coming down, or he felt like he knew what was coming down, and he was going to make sure it didn't happen. Now, Whole Cows uses only all-American mRNA-free cattle in their premium long-term storage beef. They don't sell beef crumbles or scraps like most prepper food companies. They sell ribeye, New York steak, tenderloin. I mean, it's seriously, it's great stuff, and you want to stay away from the. Look, I don't know these people. I have no agreement with them. Reading some things online. But there are plans to scale up mass production of artificial meat lines. And so they don't want to see any part of it. So they're going to, you know what's going to happen is like happens in L.A. or California. Right now, you can't sell pork, beef, or chickens unless... I just find this so funny. Unless those chickens, the beef, the cows, whatever, had so much room to grow up in. So much room to roam around. That's right. They're basing everything on the amount of room that the cattle or whoever had to move around in. Don't you find that interesting? It blows my mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I really do appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. But you got to engage. You got to get involved. You have to have a clue. You know what I'm saying? All right, anyway, we'll move along. It's all boring you to death with that one. We'll move along from that one. But again, as I said, there is a lot happening here. The earthquake that happened, everybody's all freaked out about it. Up to the point now, what does it matter? It might do better. You know? Anyway, today, House Republicans, this is just amazing to me. They pushed towards with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, revealing internal party divisions, when you look at the vote and how it broke down, you know what's sad about this? This should be a no-brainer. They do the hearings. They have everything going on there. People should be opening their mouths, getting involved. And for some odd reason, almost like somebody flicks a switch, everything changes. I'd love to know how that happens. Does the Epstein sex pictures kind of rear their ugly heads? How does this keep happening? that one's just kind of boring. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-73, not kind of, it is. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-732-5563. There's been a release from the Department of Defense and some of the extremism that's been reported. It's so hard for us to get some of this information out of them. When we do, if it's not the flavor of the moment, we kind of blow past it pretty quick. When Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered an independent investigation into the extent of extremist views in the military, he did that back in February of 2021. He said that based on his personal experience, he believed that 99% of the troops embraced the values of their oaths of service, but that while the number of extremism is in the ranks is small, they can have an outsized impact. So what he's saying is, he says that he believes that 99.9%. So he's just telling me that 0.1% is bringing the rest of the group down, right? It's hurting the rest of the group. Hurting these military people, really. I'm finding that hard to swallow. When Lieutenant Colonel Austin said, he was in the 82nd Airborne Division in the 90s, he said, we couldn't tell that story of what we were doing and how great we were because nobody wanted to hear it. They wanted to hear about the skinheads and so on. He said, last month, more than a year and a half after it was completed, with little fanfare, the Pentagon made public the results of an investigation into extremism. Why do you think they did it? Right? Why do you think that they ran that over the holidays when nobody would be paying attention? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. I'll call on you. So the June 2022 report by the Institute of Defense Analysts pretty much tracked with Austin's gut feelings that there was no evidence that the number of violent extremists in the military is disproportionate to the number of violent extremists in the United States as a whole. Surprised? No, seriously. Give me a break. But we already knew this. It took them 18 months, and probably paid them $1 billion to do this. The participation in violent extremist activities or of even a small number of individuals in the military could present a risk to the military and to the country as a whole. Yeah, I'm not buying that. Look, if you got a group of guys, my dad was telling me about it when he was in the service. When you have a group of guys that truly care about each other, I'm talking about, you know, the military here, right? They have to depend on each other. They have to depend on each other to have their backs and all this other stuff. Do you really believe for a second that they're going to allow each other to, not in a joking way, but in a serious way, put each other down, tear each other down, be racist towards each other? Are you for real? Men don't work that way. We don't operate that way. The report also underscored a key concern of Republicans in the wake of political divide, you know, with the 2020 election, namely that conservative members of the military, in particular, supporters of former President Donald Trump, would feel targeted for their private political views. The IDA found reason to believe that the risk of military from widespread polarization may be a greater risk than the radicalization of a few service members. No. Military is so much different. When you see him show up at a military event and what have you, even overseas, yeah, no. Joe Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more when we return.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back, Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I appreciate the time you guys are on the air with me. The stuff that we do together, we do it together. I don't want to do anything on my own. I really don't. I want your help. And every, you know what? It's easier that way. I know what you guys are thinking, what you need help with, what you need us to look up. I've always said, if you want a specific guest or a book or something, you know, there's something you think is really good, send me some information on it, right? Seriously. Send me an email with the author's name and the book and why you think I ought to do that. When you send me stories, you know, it would help, too. Somebody sent me a 9-minute video as to why on something. Tell me where. If you want me to listen to the whole thing, I can't listen to it during the show, obviously. But tell me, you know, hey, at 6-minute mark, this person says this. I think it's a great line. So that I can look it up and understand. Honestly. And anyway,
855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, understanding what we need. All right, Sharpton. God, Sharpton. You know, I'm not good. Should I give him any rights? Yeah. After a civil rights activist turned MSNBC host, Reverend Al Sharpton, I don't even know if you want to call him a host. It's got such a nice ring to it, but no. He picketed the New York office of the Pershing Square Capital billionaire Bill Ackerman. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said that Sharpton wrongly believes that to ignore race is racist. So Sharpton and his East Harlem, New York-based National Action Newberry, they traveled downtown. They declared war on all of us. Right? With his comments about disgraced former Harvard President Clark. No, race had nothing to do with it. He's trying to make it a race issue. He thinks he could pull a few million dollars out of Harvard. Now, Ackman on Wednesday issued an invitation on X, formerly known as Twitter, to meet with Sharpton in person and encourage the activists to encourage to pass along the message. He was on Hannity, and Kennedy said that he's read Sharpton's remarks. He believes him to be entitled to his opinion as an American, even if it's wrong. He said, here's mine. America is not perfect, but we are good. Like every other civilization, America caught the disease of slavery, but we beat it back. And we're proud of that, he said, citing the multiple civil rights acts passed by Congress between 1866 and 1964. No, Mr. Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, he don't want to hear that. He is not interested. That don't make any money for him, okay? We made a lot of racial progress. I mean, Sharpton, what do you think he made his money? He's not out preaching the gospel of Jesus. He's out preaching the gospel of racism. This is how he makes his money. We made a lot of racial progress in this country, and I think we've reached the point where most, not all, but most Americans don't think about that much. They think about character. He's right. He is 100% right. Most of the people that I know, most of the people running companies, I'm sorry, big companies too, the attorneys I deal with, the CPAs, some of them pretty large firms, color means absolutely nothing to these people. And maybe I just run in a group of people that don't see color. Color means, can you do the job? How long have you done the job? What's your experience? How good are you at it? Have you been in trouble before in the job? You don't make any money with color. You make, well, Sharpton does, but you don't make any money with color. You make money because people are able to do their jobs. Kennedy said that race should not be used as a crutch to harm someone, claiming that he believes that Sharpton believes otherwise, and so do I. Sharpton believes that disregard race is racist, and that, to me, is unconstitutional, morally wrong, but hey, he is entitled to his view, and he is, no question. As for Gay, Kennedy said that she was correct to resign. And, you know, he doesn't bear any fault. You know what? He bears no ill will towards her. What that means, nobody I know would want somebody to get hurt, physically hurt, because they, you were in agreement with them. Okay? Not there. But the woman stole from 50 different speeches and such from other people because she didn't have the ability to put it together herself. And if she wanted to use them, and she was a person of integrity, she would have said, as Carol Swain said, or Dr. Swain said in her piece on this, and then read it, or wrote it. Right? And Obama was pushing for her to stay in that position. So apparently, he's got no integrity whatsoever either. He doesn't care about liars and plagiarists. I mean, look at Biden. I mean, he was the plagiarist in chief. You know, seriously. Now, what I love about Kennedy is he went on to say, my advice to her, though, for what it's worth, is when one door like this closes, sometimes you need to get a hammer and some nails and make sure that SOB stays shut. Because Dr. Gay has no business running a university. And he's right. I'm telling you, Condoleezza Rice would have been a better choice for this. But because she's a conservative black woman, she has no place in government. Just ask them. They'll tell you. The plagiarism allegations against her, they're serious. I mean, she's in academia. She's in a high position in academia. She's supposed to be a person of integrity above this kind of garbage. For them, for the academic world, well, actually the academic world with integrity, like, this is a mortal sin. This is something you just don't do. You know? I think most Americans found it repugnant when she kind of implied that it might be okay to kill Jewish people. Well, in a proper context, anyway. It's ridiculous. Later, Kennedy was asked by Sean Hannity as to how President Biden had gotten away with his own checkered race-related past. Now, he worked alongside the late Ku Klux Klan exalted Cyclops of West Virginia Democrats, Senator Robert Byrd, but they blow that off. Right? Hannity noted that Biden once claimed integration could lead to children being educated in a racial jungle. Wow. Got away with that, too. You know, him, Jimmy Carter, LBJ. These guys were flagrant, in-your-face racists. And the Dem Party welcomes them and covers them with open arms. Look, I'm not just beating on the Democrat Party because that's like the in thing to do at times. But some of you who listen to the show local to where I'm at, and you want to call me a racist, and the party I belong to a racist, and yet you don't look at your own with open eyes, your opinion means nothing. Because you're not being honest about it. See, if you're not being honest about it, if you're doing it based on your ideology, it has no value. Absolutely none. Prove to me. Give me a reason. Show me. You know, when Lincoln got elected as president, it wasn't like he passed this law and passed that law or pushed for this or pushed for that, and then they want them to go. From the minute he got elected, they decided this wasn't going to work because he wasn't for slavery. Yes, the new Republican president and party were not for slavery. The Democrats in the South wanted to keep slavery, so what did they do? They started an insurrection. They broke off from the Union. They decided to break off from the Union because they wanted to keep slavery. So the war was about slavery from a standpoint that the Southern Democrats wanted to keep it in place. And yet, you know, to use those words, for some odd reason, you keep voting to stay on a plantation. Why? Why? I will never get it. And my own group does it. A large Italian group for years, I mean, they're coming out of it now, but a large group of Italian immigrants that came to this country, that they thought, they perceived that being a Democrat was equal or in line with democracy, but it's not. No, sorry to bust your bubble, but it isn't. Just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. You know, American people aren't stupid. Yeah, they do stupid stuff sometimes. I mean, look, you know, Biden and you had Obama twice. What can I tell you? Take it from there, right? But for those of you who pray for the nation. Don't stop. It's a big deal. We need to get, in my humble opinion, we need to turn back to God. We need to turn back to that higher power and say that we're all that in a bag of chips. And the Democrats trying to sell you that they're the new gods of Mount Olympus. Hey, have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless, people. Have a safe day.